result of their depression. Joseph, God bless you. Dear brothers and sisters, when wars rage on this earth, the lower spirit world finds willing tools among those human beings who are locked in battle and hate. Everyone is set on harming the other, and the lower spirits inspire them to commit all kinds of evil. Imperiousness and hate, vicious retaliation, all of this is manifested by these human beings who have become tools of the lower spirit world. Point 1. Human beings who perpetrate atrocities in war will one day be severely punished. Those who have become tools of the lower spirit world in this way remain stuck in their development. When they return to the spiritual world, the spirits of God have a great deal of arduous work with them. By incurring such debt, each individual impedes their own ascent. That is such a shame. But it is like this: the lower spirit world has the possibility to influence human beings and hinder their upward development. It will try to do so wherever it is offered the best opportunity. Now, dear brothers and sisters, I would like to tell you about two deceased human beings who entered the same level of development in the spiritual world. Here they lived together and did the same work. In due course, both of them were to take on a new earthly life at the same time. They both had the same exalted guardian spirit, a spirit from the higher echelons of heaven. But this exalted spirit also had his helpers, who were called in to perform their task with these two. At the appropriate moment, they were both incarnated at roughly the same time, that is, in the same year. The fact that they were born in different places has nothing to do with what I will now relate. I only wish to explain how it came to be that one of them worked toward their spiritual ascent as a human being, while the other came to a standstill, even though they both came from the same spiritual school and from the same spiritual plane, and even though they both had the same exalted guardian spirit. I would now like to begin my account in the midpoint of their lives, but I will mention that both were born to good parents and brought up religiously. In time, both of them set up their own household. One of them, however, was not particularly happy with it. He was not granted a harmonious home life, and his immediate neighborhood also consisted of people who caused a great deal of discord and strife. All this made him very unhappy. He stumbled on account of his weaknesses and was unable to prove himself in his task. He could not come to terms with the fact that those around him were so argumentative and egotistical. And so, he lost joy in life and had depressive episodes from time to time, and these became increasingly severe. He no longer found meaning in his life and felt miserable, despite the fact that such an exalted guardian spirit watched over him. This exalted guardian spirit had certainly recognized this, and through his helpers he tried to give his protege strength and consolation to help him overcome all the difficulties. But they did not succeed, because this human being had not stretched out his hands to divine help. So, he was completely lost and miserable in his surroundings. He lacked inner strength and faith, and he was therefore unable to overcome the malady. As a result, he became sick in soul, and one day he took his own life. I would now like to speak about the other one. He found great happiness in his marriage. His surroundings were peaceful, and he got along well with everyone with whom he lived. These neighbors even had a good influence on him. They strengthened him in faith and fostered the noble inclinations of his soul, for these were still locked within him and were then unfolded through the attentiveness and peacefulness of his neighbors. And because the others strove for the high goals of life and lived justly, the noble inclinations slumbering within him were awakened. They thus lived together in peace and harmony. They got along well and fostered the good in each other. So, each of them was able to take a big step in their spiritual ascent, the reason for which was this reciprocal harmonious relationship. They supported and guided one another, together they strode upward. And now, dear brothers and sisters, let us look at what happened to these two after they crossed over into the world beyond. The happy one, who had been able to live in peace, was also peacefully welcomed into bliss. At this point I must add a general explanation. When human beings have the longing to be good, when they strive for the high goals of life and want to fulfill the commandments of God, then, in accordance with their good will and desire, they will also attract good spirits. These good spirits, in turn, find in them instruments for divine work. They support these human beings in their peacefulness and goodness. For it always depends on human beings in the first instance. If they desire to do good, they will receive the support of the good spirit world in this goodwill. And, in part, these good spirits live alongside them. It is the good helper spirits who live alongside human beings, that is, those helper spirits who are subordinate to the exalted spirits of God, not such an exalted guardian spirit themselves, like the one to whom these two were assigned. He dwelt far away from them and was informed about their deeds by the helper spirits, who, in turn, asked him for advice. The exalted guardian spirit advises in such cases, saying, "Try to live alongside them, and devote yourselves entirely to these people." This is what the good spirit world does. And someone has this advantage when they live in harmony and peace. Spirits of God will then live alongside them. But when discord prevails in the home, as in our other case, that is where unholy spirits reside, they are attracted to such a place, and there they set up camp, so that they are always at hand when the opportunity presents itself to incite discord or some other kind of evil. Wherever human beings carry within themselves a base desire for malice, iniquity, and discord, their intentions will be encouraged by the lower powers. And when a person is so inclined to depression and does not find meaning in life, then these lower spirits are quickly at hand. They become very attached to such a person, fueling their reprehensible thoughts and intentions at all times. It is, therefore, always the human being who first offers their hand to this or that side and expresses their will. Indeed, their trials will also force them to take a position, and how they relate to God and His spirit world, to His laws, will emerge from this. Based on their inner standpoint and their avowal, they then receive the corresponding help, either from the lower beings if their thought and will are of a lower nature, or they receive the support of the good spirit world, whose thought and will are of an exalted nature. This is a general explanation. I would now like to describe how these two fared when they returned to the spiritual world. The one who had merits and peace in his soul was immediately received by the good spirits and allowed to join the ranks of the blessed and to take up his tasks alongside them. To be sure, he also had to be instructed, and there were also several things for which he had to atone, because he had also stumbled in daily life from time to time. But this did not amount to much. What mattered for the spirit world of God and for this ascending spirit was what he had achieved in spirit, the fact that he had lived a life pleasing to God, that he had spread peace and strove for justice. Thus, it is easy for the world of God to receive such a returnee and to assign them their task. In the case of others, with those who return burdened, it is an entirely different picture. I would now like to speak about the one who had taken his own life. As he entered the spiritual world, the angel of God stood unhappily before him, and he asked him reproachfully, "Why did you not muster the strength to overcome? Before your birth we had carefully prepared you for your earthly life, and you absorbed so much of what you were taught, but now it seems that you did not absorb enough of all those teachings into the depths of your soul." And this unfortunate soul sought to justify himself by saying, "I am not to blame for having done this. I was essentially peaceful at heart, but those around me brought me to such despair. I was at a loss. I was so miserable, because I had to live with such quarrelsome people. I no longer found any meaning in my life." But he was now deeply anguished and sorrowful to have done it. The reproaches he now heard grieved him. And something else, the depression he had in his soul's innermost as a human being did not leave him after his earthly death. This depression continued to trouble him. The angel of God could certainly see that he was dealing with a brother who was sick in soul. But he could not spare him these reproaches. But this exalted spirit of God showed forbearance, because this returned brother was truly sick in his soul. He could not find his way. He was miserable and regretted the deed he had committed. He was completely in despair. But the Spirit of God promised that he would be given support. And so, missionary spirits came to his side. They now had to take care of this sick soul, because his mind was truly sick. Well, what I would particularly like to emphasize with this is the following: when a human being falls ill, for example, so that they need medical help, they will perhaps have to accept a surgical intervention if necessity demands it and if they hope to recover. The doctor will therefore have to cause them this temporary pain. But even if the patient makes progress after the operation, they will still require a long period of recuperation and monitoring. And it is the same in spirit with these sick souls. The Spirit of God had to reproach this homecomer in a severe and painful manner. He could not spare him this. In such a case, however, a period of care then begins. When the world of God sees that a homecomer is truly sick in their soul and completely at a loss, then they must be cared for. And human beings would be mistaken to assume that such a sickness of soul is impossible. After all, the cheerfulness and helpfulness that someone expressed in human life manifest once again in the spiritual world, and the same is true of all other characteristics like depression in this case, this feeling of unhappiness. Such a sick brother must be monitored and cared for. And it is not the case that he would be sent into a condition of severe hardship, which would only increase his despair. In the spiritual world, a big distinction is made between such sick beings and those who lived in enmity and who acted maliciously, whose thinking is malevolent. Wherever there is underlying malice, the world of God will intervene severely. But wherever there are only such weaknesses in the depths of a soul, yet the person concerned is of good will but lacks the strength to make decisions and to stride forward, then the helpful intervention of the good spirit world is needed. And so it was with this homecomer. He had to be taken to a sanatorium, where he was to be cared for alongside others who were also sick in soul, those who had perhaps carried over a painful memory from their human life, from which they could not free themselves. Thus, the good spirit world must also take care of these beings. Such was the case with this brother. Missionary spirits came and took him into their care. They explained that it would be good for him to try to sleep. They gave him a calming tonic that helped him sleep, albeit intermittently. And each time he awoke, the depression had abated a little more, though it was not entirely eliminated. But through sleep, and with the help of the restorative and calming tonic that he had been given, a start had been made on his healing. Such a treatment, however, often takes a long, long time. Such sick souls are cared for with great devotion and love, even one who took their own life. Well, so it was with this brother. He realized his great mistake, but he also blamed his fellow human beings. He had, of course, not passed his test in life, nor had he taken a single step forward in his development. So, the spirit world of God had to care for him. But the time came when he slowly began to make progress. When the helpful spirits of God saw this, they began to engage with him in a special way. They began to recite poems at his bedside. These poems were a glorification of God's creation, a glorification of God and Christ as well as of the whole spirit world. These poems were not exactly prayers, but they were recited in such a wonderful way that this sick brother found joy in them. He was so inspired by them that his depression became ever fainter. In time he was able to be given some light work. These good helper spirits went so far as to work alongside him, sharing the work. Eventually they were also able to accompany him into schools, where he was taught about the plan of salvation and creation. So, his spirit brothers and sisters succeeded in helping him to become healthy in mind once again. And when things had progressed sufficiently, he was able to leave the sanatorium, but he had to return to the plane from which he had come before entering earthly life. He had, therefore, not taken a single step forward in his development. He had to return to his point of departure, and there he had to resume the same work he had done in the spiritual realm before his previous life on earth. But the spirits of God always stood supportively by his side. They gave him additional teaching, even though he had not passed his test in life. And he was now told, "Look, your friend, who once lived and worked together with you in this house, was incarnated on earth in the same year as you. But he had the good fortune to live in peace and harmony. He has now taken a great step forward. He did not require the support of God's spirits when he returned. He could immediately be assigned a meaningful task. Furthermore, he could immediately be led into schools for further instruction. He did not require any special support. He was not reproached, however, for the fact that he had required the help of God's spirits in this way. But he was shown how meaningful it is to return having lived a spiritually successful life on earth. One then requires less help from other brothers and sisters, and the spirits of God can devote themselves to other tasks. But when there are constantly such burdened spirit brothers and sisters returning, then so many of the spiritual helpers have to deal with them. Such homecomers demand so much from the spirits of God, simply because they failed in human life. And these demands on God's spirits slow down the plan of ascent, its fulfillment takes longer when, time and again, so many return with such burdens in their soul. Thus, this Spirit of God now wanted to impress upon this brother how important and meaningful it is to fulfill one's tasks in a human life and to be able to return with spiritual gains. This should also be an explanation and an answer for you, dear brothers and sisters. When so many human beings do wrong in their lives, they will not only be punished for it, they will also come to a standstill in their spiritual development. The high spirit world of God, however, reflects on what can be done to make up for this backlog, to again give each individual the opportunity to progress upward more quickly, to accelerate their ascent. How a returnee lived their life is not a matter of indifference to the spirit world of God. After all, everyone who burdens themselves heavily in life places significant demands on God's spirit world, because it wants to support everyone. But it could turn to other things, more noble and higher things that belong to the sublime regions of the spirits. Yet it is always prevented from doing so, because it mutes.